We're going to start this morning, though, with other areas of regulation, this time controlled by Kerry County Council. These are our beach bylaws. What of our beach bylaws, which are brought in to control the amount of dogs on our major beaches, or blue flag beaches in this county? Questions about that this morning, as Gardaí are investigating an incident at Inch Beach, which took place on Sunday evening, in which a teenage girl was attacked by four dogs. It's understood the young woman was visiting Kerry from the UK, had only arrived into Kerry earlier that day, out on Inch Beach, glorious day, one of our best beaches, one of the best beaches in Ireland. The 17-year-old was coming out of the sea after a swim, which was set upon by four dogs, none of which were understood to have been on a lead. She was bitten by at least one of the dogs, after which the alarm was raised just after 5 p.m. In an operation coordinated by Valentia Coast Guard, members of the Dingle Coast Guard unit attended the scene, administered first aid until the ambulance arrived, and she was taken to University Hospital Kerry. Gardaí, of course, also attended the scene. A spokesperson for Dingle Gardaí says the matter is under investigation. But what of the beach bylaws that were brought in, and what of the responsibility of pet owners to keep their animals on a leash to avoid these sort of things happening? With me on the line to talk about this in a little bit more detail is Fianna Fáil councillor Michael O'Shea. We also have John O'Connor on the comment line, who got in touch with us on hearing of the story. Councillor Shell, start with you. Look, what's your reaction to the fact that this happened? A terrible incident to someone visiting our county.
Yes, for sure, Jerry. Good morning, Jerry. Good morning. Just in the outset, Jerry, in this morning's news and the tragic announcement there by you that the last little child from West Cork, as we were talking about beaches this morning, I want to just pass on my deepest sympathies to that family. It's so sad. And you are correct, Jerry. I was in Inch on Monday, and there is a massive undercurrent, like a suction in the water. So if you aren't a very strong swimmer, you could get trapped very, very, very easy. Getting back to the issue about the on Sunday evening, yeah. Look, I suppose first and foremost, Jerry, we all wish that young lady hopefully a full recovery, and let's hope that that frightening personal experience would not deter that young lady from returning to Kerry on holiday in the future. Yeah, we have, Jerry, adopted 2022 revised beach bylaws that clearly indicate that dog owners must keep their dogs at all times on a leash, and that extends to public parks and public areas and all recreation areas. So I walk Inch Beach a lot, Jerry, and I'll tell you that 99.9% of people who walk their dogs are law-abiding citizens, but you will see definitely the odd person who lets the dog off the leash, and that is most dangerous, because dogs can get spiked or poked very, very easily, and they can attack. So I would plead with any person who's out there walking on the beaches, walking recreation parks and public footpaths, to please keep your dog on a leash, because no one knows what spooks the dog, the reaction the dog will take, and the dog can be the best little pet in the world and very friendly to the dog, but if he spooked the wrong way or sees the wrong thing, well, they can attack. That's happened.
Yeah. And the regulations are there for a reason. As you said, they were brought in 2022, and under the bylaws, Inch Beach is one of the beaches that comes under the bylaws as a blue flag beach. Animals limited from accessing the blue flag areas of beaches from 11 a.m. to 7 p.m. from the 1st of June until the 15th of September. This was at 4:45 when this happened. So those dogs shouldn't even have been on the beach.
But I see, Jerry, that's not correct either, because it's only the bathing area, the blue flag area. And if you know Inch, which I'm sure you do know Inch very well, once you enter Inch Beach, coming off the R561, you pass down Sammy's restaurant to your left, you pass the car park to your right, and you enter the beach on a little public access route, you can turn right, because that's the bathing area. So you've got to park your car in the left area. So you can walk your dog on the left-hand side, which is the bathing area, the blue flag area, where the lifeguards are based. You can't walk your dog in that section. But for 2.5 more miles on your right, you can walk your beach because because it's outside the
blue flag area. And do we know that did this happen outside the blue flag area?
You see, Jerry, it's all fresh at the moment to me, because I personally do not know the circumstances of the incident, but I'm sure more than likely, very few people, Jerry, I've seen nobody walking their dog in the bathing area. Nobody.
Yeah.
But I've seen plenty dogs as you go up the beach on the left-hand side, where you have 2.5 beautiful miles of open beach where people do walk their dogs. And the odd person that said to Jordan at the outset, we'll let that dog go loose, which is most unfortunate and most dangerous, you know?
Yeah, and that will either, bylaws or no bylaws, you're meant to keep your dog under control.
Well, you see, Jerry, it's the same as your first opening statement about the road traffic new legislation. Like, it's all down to enforcement. If it's not enforced, well, then people will keep walking. And the same as the road traffic.
But Mike, I understand the point, but is it down to enforcement? Do we have to have a guard or a lifeguard or a county council officer behind every hedge and monitoring every foot of sand? Is it not down to personal behaviour and responsibility?
It's personal behaviour, of course. Everything is down to personal behaviour. Life is about personal behaviour. Everything is about personal behaviour. I totally agree with that statement. It is based on personal behaviour, yes. But for some reason, I would suggest that, especially at Inch Beach, when you go, as you walk up about 2.5 miles, you come to a really open beach where there are very few people walking, very few, much activity on the upper part of Inch Beach. And that is where people tend to let their dogs go loose. And then the person might come out of the water, a person might be walking down around the corner of each beach, and the dog is loose, and he sees somebody away in the distance, and he gets booked and he attacks. That's what generally, I believe, what happens. But you see, people tend to be very cautious, in all fairness to people, when there's people congregating around the beach and little children in and out of the water. But as I said to you, as you go beyond the 2 mile mark, you're in no man's land as such. There's nobody facing you, only beautiful, beautiful sand dunes and open beach. And that is when people get a bit careless, you know?
Yeah.
And that is where accidents happen.
Should this be a wake-up call for people who are to control their pets, their animals, if they are in situations like this, to prevent this from happening again?
Jerry, definitely. But as I said to you, that 99.9% of people are most cautious with their pets. They are. About like the 0.1% of people kind of get a bit careless when they see open beach and see no one around, come off a run as such, and that's when accidents can happen. That's the issue, Jerry. And I think that, look, you can put up more signage if you want to. Dogs can't read. It's the beast that you want to read.
No.
But the situation about it is that it's all, as you said yourself, Jerry, and I totally agree with you, it's all based on personal behavior.
Mike, just finally and brief, look, on a brief issue separately, the government, Jack Chambers, Minister for State for Fianna Fáil, with your party, special responsibility for road safety. What do you make of his move to change the speed limits, lower them, to try and get control of speed on our roads?
Well, Jerry, I suppose that's a very strong issue this morning in Kerry and throughout our country. I just want to, before I make a statement on this or make a comment on it, I want to pass on both my sincere sympathy to all those unfortunate people who lost their lives in recent times in our roads throughout the country. Mm. Look, I'm sure immediate action is urgently required in terms of trying to calm down the speed, but you wonder, is it enforcement? You wonder, is it an issue of personal behaviour again, of course? But definitely the changes that are there are coming into force will be under the discretion of both the council authorities and the Gardaí in terms of which sections of route or which local roads will drop from 80k to 60k, which I'm sure some of them should be 60k. But again, it's personal experiences, and you know, there's a lot of legislation, Jerry, that has been out there and has been tweaked in the last while, and it hasn't been enforced or it hasn't been advanced. And take for instance one that was a pilot program there about 3 years ago, I think it was in Rathmore Village, where they did a pilot program. You know, these speed indicators, when you went through urban areas, they can smile at you and they can tell you 56 or 60k. Well, they were going to put a recorder on those in terms of speed activity entering towns and villages, and they were going to pass a legislation and law in terms of making that law legit in terms of penalties. But it never advanced, it never occurred. So, like, you ask yourself, bringing all these changes and bringing all these new laws in terms of dropping speeds from 80 to 100 to 80, 80 to 60, and 50 to 30, and 50 down to 30 km/h in build up urban areas, you ask yourself the question, like, what are they going to do if, most unfortunately, if there's further accidents in our roadways? Will they drop it down to 30, 40 km/h on national roads and 20 km/h on local roads? You see, you can drop all the speed limits and do all those things, but it's down to personal behaviour, and it's down to probably enforcement as well. But the issue is that I think that there is ways and means of handling behaviour on our roadways, and it must start with education. It has to start with schools. It has to start in both primary and second level, and of course we must go to college as well, college pupils as well. But it's education is the issue, and I think many people will tell you from talking to them in the bar and talking to them on the side of the street, on the roadways, that a lot of personal bad behaviour occurred during COVID, and I think that has people are a different frame of mind since COVID. They're probably more urgent on the roads to get to A, to get to B, and that behaviour I think has come into fore. As I said to you, like, you can bring the speed limits down to a standstill.
Education needs to be to the forefront. You're driving a 2-ton vehicle on the road. Here's what you need to do. Here's what you don't do.
That is correct. I think education is never more important now for all people who are starting out, and even people who are currently, like myself, who's driving over 40 years on public roads, that maybe some form of education course or something that people should do down then to refresh the rules of the road, it might be no harm.
Okay, all right, Councillor Michael O'Shea, we'll leave it there. Stay with us on the line, John O'Connor. We'll get to him in Killorgan, and we'll get to you about your views on this. If you have a view on the situation, either about the speed in our roads or control of dogs in our countryside, on our beaches, then get in touch. Following on from that teenager taken to hospital after an attack on Inch Beach on Sunday evening, John O'Connor is on the comment line from Killorgan. John, good morning to you.
Yeah, good morning, Jerry.
How are you doing? You rock your dog. Tell me your response to, I suppose, what's happened here.
Yeah, well, every morning I take back to Ross Bay Beach. I take my dog for a walk back to Ross Bay Beach between the hours of 9 and 11. And when I say Ross Bay Beach, no, I mean the back strand. I go down the back strand.
Yes.
Which is a wide open space there where a lot of people don't even know it's there. But that's where I bring my dog. And I must say at the outset here is my dog was always on a lead, and I bring my red bag to pick up the after effects of my dog, and I feel that I'm complying with all rules and regulations, but there's a certain cohort of people out there that think that the rules don't apply to them, and they bring dogs of any size there, and now the vast majority of dog owners are law-abiding, but there is a cohort of people there that will not put their dogs on a leash, and I'm talking about dogs that's not small dogs, but big dogs, can be anything up to 6 or 7 stone weight, and they're left loose on the back strand, and on several occasions there, like I have brought that, I've been walking my dog, and in one particular occasion myself and my wife were walking there, and this lady was walking along with her dog, and this but the dog was about, I think it was a large dog,
and we won't go into identifying breeds, but a large dog
a
anyway.
Large dog, yeah. A large dog, and the dog came charging towards us. And I picked my dog up off the ground and hold the dog in my arms. And I pointed out to the lady that you should have your dog on the leash, and the dog should be muzzled, a dog of that size. And she turned around and she said to me, well, she said, I come here every morning, she said, and my dog hasn't bit anybody yet, and I'm quite entitled to walk the beach, and if you don't like it, you know what to do. There is plenty of open space, and if you don't like it, you don't have to come here. And let me point out that this lady, this wasn't an unruly teenager, this was a very sophisticated lady.
Yeah. And John, can I ask you, is that, and have you seen more than one event or more than one occasion when dogs off the leash?
On several occasions, yeah. I've actually seen people, Jerry, that's running on the beach that have no dogs, and they just run along the beach minding their own business, and I've seen dogs chasing after them. And I mean, these people are entitled to go out and enjoy the freedom of the beach and the freedom of open space, and so am I as well, and other people, because listen, it's not a very nice experience. Like, no. I'm over 70 years of age now, like, and running is not an option for me anymore when you see a dog charging towards you.
Fair point.
I mean, people have to take personal responsibility, you know what I mean, and spare a thought for other people, you know. I mean, these are very selfish, ignorant people as far as I'm concerned. And these are the same people that have no problem in parking in bus bays or parking in wheelchair accessible spaces, and they think that the law doesn't apply to them.
The rules don't apply to them, and they can let the dog
the
off.
The rules don't apply to them.
What do you say, John? Yeah, what do you say, John, to people who say, look, you know, there are times when you need to let your dog off the leash so it can expend a bit of energy?
Well, of course, yeah, there's no problem like that. And I do that myself down the Backstrand Beach there, but I make sure that there's nobody within maybe 200 metres of me. Do you know what I mean? It's all about responsibility, like, and a small bit of common sense, like, do you know what I mean, which people don't seem to have anymore, do you know? And show a bit of respect to other people. A lot of these people think that they have an exclusive right to the beach because they've been going there for years, and that nobody has the right to give out to them and berate them for, you know, if it, like, you have to be very careful now, Jerry, like, if you're berating people because you don't know what's going to happen, do you know what I mean?
Yeah, so what sort of a confrontation do you want to get into?
Walk on the beach is supposed to be a pleasurable experience, you know what I mean? You're supposed to be able to get away and enjoy yourself, like, you know what I mean?
But I suppose, John, you're talking there about confronting people and saying, look, you can't do this. Like, there's talk and call for more enforcement, more, you know, council officials, more monitoring. There's new beach bylaws in for blue flag beaches to control dogs and keep them away from the bathing area. You can have all that, though, but if you're not able to have, I suppose, can we call it self-correction? Or somebody saying to somebody else, listen, that's not good. And it all depends how you do it as well, I'd imagine. But that's the only way you're going to actually kind of bring about behavioural change. If there's, I suppose, a social pressure on people to make sure that they control their dogs, that they don't let them loose in areas where there are other people. And we don't have incidents like we had on Sunday evening where a teenager enjoying our county comes out of the water and is set upon by four dogs.
Well, the very simple solution to self-correction, Jerry, is, every morning when I'm back there was a council guy there, and he does a great job in cleaning up the beach and keep it nice and clean and tidy. And I can't see why there can't be, you know, the bylaws, why there can't be legislation enacted where that guy should have the authority to impose a £500 on the spot fine on these people that haven't their dogs on a leash or haven't their dogs muzzled. The same way as people that park in bus bays. The driver should be allowed to automatically fine the person that has parked the car a €500 on the spot fine, and a traffic warden, the same thing that people park in wheelchair accessible bays. An on the spot fine of €500 would soon bring self correction and, you know what I mean?
Get tougher with the fines and really...
Get tougher with the fines, yeah. Well, no need to have a dog warden or a traffic warden or somebody parading up and down the beaches. That is council, there's council guys there, and I'm sure that the revenue that will be brought in would more than compensate for their wages.
Okay. All right, John, listen, thanks for your views on that this morning.